You're listening to an interview with Jesse Rosenfeld at CKUT. I'm Niusha Bastani, and I'll be hosting this interview. Jesse Rosenfeld is a Canadian journalist based in the Middle East since 2007. His work has been published with The Nation, The Guardian, Al Jazeera English, Le Monde Diplomatique, Electric Intifada, and The Daily Beast, among others. He is the focus of Santiago Bertolino's latest documentary film, Freelancer on the Frontlines, which follows his journey as he covers the Egyptian Revolution, the 2014 Gaza War, the reality of refugee camps in Turkey, and the progress of Kurdish fighters against Daesh. Freelancer on the Frontlines is featured in the Montreal International Documentary Festival this year. In this interview, you will also hear from the director of the film, Santiago Bertolino, who will be speaking in French. I want to begin by asking you if you could tell me a bit about how this film came to be and how you two met and decided to make this.
Ouais. Donc c'est ça, j'ai rencontré Jesse en 2010 sur le bateau canadien pour Gaza, qui était une action d'activistes pro-palestiniens qui voulaient prendre un bateau pour se rendre jusqu'à la bande de Gaza pour essayer de briser le blocus symboliquement, en apportant aussi de l'aide humanitaire. Sur le bateau, il y avait des pacifistes, mais il y avait aussi des journalistes qui avaient été invités à documenter cette action militante-là. Et j'ai rencontré Jesse. Et Jesse, il se démarquait un peu des autres journalistes mainstream parce qu'il faisait du journalisme plus engagé socialement. Je m'étais rendu compte qu'il était il comprenait vraiment bien la réalité des militants sur le bateau. Puis ensuite, il m'a raconté qu'il était basé à Ramallah puis qu'il faisait beaucoup de journalisme à travers tout le Moyen-Orient puis qu'il réussissait progressivement à vivre de journalisme. Alors, en me parlant, je me suis rendu compte que c'était vraiment intéressant la vie qu'il vivait. Puis à travers lui, je pourrais en même temps documenter toute la politique du Moyen-Orient. Donc, 2 ans plus tard, je me suis remémoré ce que faisait Jesse, puis je l'ai appelé. Puis on a discuté, puis Jesse a dit, OK, viens me rencontrer à Ramallah, puis on a commencé le film comme ça.
Yeah, well, as Santiago was just saying, we met when I was covering the second flotilla to Gaza that was intended to leave from Greece and reach the shores of blockaded Gaza, got blocked in Greece. I was reporting it for Now magazine. And then a few years later, we actually met when I was covering the Quebec student strikes in 2012 back in Montreal. And a few months later, I got a phone call from him in Ramallah saying, hey, I'd like to do a film about journalism today and, find a way of looking at that point, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the occupation, because that was where I was based at the time. And then he came, and we did a shoot in Ramallah, and then soon after that, I moved to Egypt, and he just sort of followed me around for 3 years. And that was how the movie got made. I mean, my interest in doing it was that I think you see in the film there is a sort of subtext of a theme that connects the various different places that we're covering and connects a kind of narrative of what the region's going through in terms of this period of counter-revolution and stagnation. And for me, the interest in doing the film was a way of giving a second life to the stories that I had been covering and that I'm writing about. You'll notice that if you look at the articles I wrote during those periods of the trip, it covers a different side and different stories, some that you couldn't get to with the camera lens. But at the same time, for me, the interest was I struggled to write the images that you can capture with a camera from places that most people in the world don't see. And the documentary was an opportunity to show what those images looked like and show what those places looked like and show those stories through a different framework to a different audience.
And I definitely want to ask you more about the Middle East specifically in a little bit, but I want to backtrack first and ask you, Jesse, so before you ended up being a freelancer based in the Middle East, you worked for the McGill Daily, which is a newspaper based in McGill here. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about how you went from a student journalist to where you are now. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I did my undergrad at McGill, and I was a news editor at The Daily in my final year and wrote for The Daily throughout. And really, in many ways, that sort of set me up for the kind of journalism that I'm doing. And politically, as a student, the issues that I was most engaged in were opposition to the Iraq War and supporting the Palestinian struggle for self-determination, like in Middle East politics. And then I was also writing about community issues in Montreal, the student movement, and political issues as they arose on campus for The Daily. And then when I graduated, I just sort of figured, you know, put two and two together and moved to Ramallah a few months after graduating and started freelancing. Now, I did that at a point when this was 2007 before the economic collapse, just several months before, when there was still the idea of a promise of a job and that freelancing wouldn't be an entire way of life, but rather something that you could do and then get a correspondent job with the publication. And since I've gotten to the Middle East, all you've seen, you see this across the media, is that those jobs get eliminated, they don't get replaced, and the entire reliance is on freelance. And here we are today.
So you both mentioned this idea of being socially engaged as a journalist. I'm wondering, do you two see journalism as a form of activism?
Je crois que, ouais, je fais des documentaires quand même engagés socialement, c'est-à-dire que je vais prendre position, mais souvent, la manière que je vais prendre position, c'est à travers mes personnages. Donc, j'ai choisi Jesse parce que, justement, il y avait une forme de journalisme un peu plus engagée. Et ça permet aussi, en même temps, de créer une comparaison avec les journalistes plus mainstream, où est-ce la sorte de journaliste où est-ce qu'on fait plus de journalisme objectif. À travers Jesse, on peut aussi se permettre une espèce de réflexion sur l'engagement aussi dans le monde, l'importance de prendre position dans le monde du journalisme.
And for me, no. For example, the McGill Daily Statement of Principles is something that's still very influential on how I see how journalism needs to be done. I think you know, we got it right pretty early. But in terms of being a form of activism, journalism is the search for truth. Activism is what you do with the truth. And for me, I don't, you know, I want people to react to my stories, to see what's going on, and to have the information that they need to act politically. But I'm not the one that's telling them how to act. I'm not the one that's organizing them. And I fundamentally believe the role of what good journalism does is it highlights what is happening, who is affected, how they feel about it, how they react, why they react, and who is responsible. And with that information, people should be informed as to and have an understanding of what's going on and how they can act accordingly based on where they are in receiving that information. And that's what I think my role as a journalist primarily is.